With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sporting a bandaged right ear, a stark reminder of Saturday's assassination attempt, former President Trump brought the crowd to its feet at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump introduced as the soon-to-be 47th President of the United States.
Here on the opening day of the GOP convention, Trump captured a majority of votes from delegates during a roll call of states. It makes Trump the Republican standard bearer for the third consecutive election. He reached the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida, announced by his son Eric. And delegates here inside the convention hall cheered wildly as they voiced their support for another Trump term at the White House. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio is Mr. Trump's pick for vice president.
The former commander-in-chief announced on his Truth Social account he was selecting Senator Vance to be his running mate. Vance had been widely touted as the most likely choice. A conservative and former United States Marine, Vance shot to fame after publication of his book, Hillbilly Elegy, 2016. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2022. Bob Agnew at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
President Biden, interviewed by NBC News, admits he made a mistake when he said it was, quote, time to put Trump in a bullseye, that remark prior to the assassination attempt. Mr. Biden also insisting he will not drop out of the race. Also at SRNNews.com, more than a week since Hurricane Beryl, the Houston area's largest electric utility, expects to have the lights back on for most of its customers left without electricity by tomorrow. Parts of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana blasted by powerful storms, cutting power to hundreds of thousands of utility customers. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 38 points, NASDAQ futures 15 points higher. This is SRN News. Guess who the U.S. Army considers a terrorist?
Maybe you. At a recent Army anti-terrorism training session held at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, soldiers were told what terrorist organizations to look for, and they include pro-life groups. Self-described military watchdog Sam Shoemate posted one of the instructor's slides on his X account, and it lists the National Right to Life and Operation Rescue, and warns soldiers to be on the lookout for Choose Life license plates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs the records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The court found that under the state's law governing charitable trusts, Ferguson does not have the authority to enforce the subpoena. This is SRN News. One major airline wants its employees to keep their political views to themselves.
Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy following a social media user's outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian flag pins. The uproar over the July 10th post that describes the Palestinian pins as Hamas badges prompted Delta to ban its employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality besides the U.S. The new rule has taken effect. Both the attendants captured in the post were in compliance with Delta's previous policy, giving employees more flexibility with uniform accessories. John Scott report.
Three hikers have died in suspected heat-related cases at state and national parks in Utah. The victims include a father and a daughter from Wisconsin who got lost on a strenuous hike in Canyonlands National Park, triple-digit temperatures. More details at SRNNews.com.